The Tragic Fate of the Discoverers. The fight to establish who had discovered anesthesia continued in America, and particularly in Paris at the Institut de France. Jackson, a celebrated scientist, claimed the discovery of ether in a letter to the Institute without mentioning Morton, a mere dentist. Morton was defended by Velpeau. Meanwhile, Wells, who had become an antique dealer, came to France and also claimed the discovery. The documents sent by the various protagonists are preserved in the Institut de France. In 1850, the Institute delivered its opinion and awarded the Montyon Prize for 1847-48 jointly to Jackson for his observations and experiments on the anesthetic effects produced by ether, and also to Morton for having introduced the technique in practical surgery following the work of Jackson. Wells languished in New York, addicted to ether and to chloroform. One evening, while suffering the effects of his addiction, he threw vitriol at a prostitute who had injured his friend. After the trial, he committed suicide in his cell by cutting his femoral artery while under the effects of chloroform. There is a statue of Wells in the Place des États-Unis in Paris in the 16th arrondissement. Morton, who was attacked incessantly by Jackson to prevent him receiving the prize of the U.S. Congress, lived in poverty and died following a stroke. His friends created a magnificent monument to him in the cemetery of Mount Auburn near Boston. Jackson, who was addicted to ether and alcohol, never recovered from not being recognized as the discoverer of anesthesia, went mad after seeing the monument to Wells, and finished his life in an asylum where he had spent 12 years.